This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 495 for Friday, July 26th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is falling on Friday morning amidst mostly negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago's oil and European rapeseed are down, as well as crude oil, which was affected by a drawing United States stockpiles and a sluggish Chinese economy. However, Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 120,500 tons of canola exported during the weekend of July 21st, down from 170,800 the previous week. Cumulative exports this marketing year were 6.817 million tons, down from 8.005 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract is down $17.60 per ton at $654.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red, while speculation grows that the Federal Reserve will cut its key interest rates next week. The Dakotas, Nebraska, and Kansas are expected to see temperatures exceed 30 degrees Celsius and maybe even 40 degrees over the next 2 weeks, which will likely impact the development of the corn crop. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said the country exported 1.44 million tons of corn so far in the 2024-25 marketing year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said Argentina's corn harvest was 87% complete, with 7.6 million hectares planted. The September corn contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.98. Hot and dry conditions are forecasted for the U.S. Midwest in the next few weeks, which could put heat stress on the soybean crop in a crucial August. Société Générale de Surveillance said Malaysian palm oil exports totaled 1.19 million tons from July 1st to 25th, up from 908,517 tons in the first 25 days of June. Ukraine's sunflower yields could be cut by 25% to 35% due to hot temperatures as the harvest begins in Odessa. The November soybean contract is down 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.57. The CGC reported 350,100 tons of wheat exports for the weekend of July 21st, up from 306,000 the previous week. 20.738 million tons were exported so far this marketing year, up from 19.162 million last year. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council's tour of spring wheat in North Dakota reported an average yield of 54.5 bushels per acre, the highest on record going back to 1992, and 12.5 bushels per acre above the five-year average. The European Union cut its wheat forecast by 1.1 million tons at 120.8 million, with ending stocks down 2.4 million tons at 10.7 million. The Ukraine's Ag Ministry said the country has harvested 14.7 million tons of wheat as of July 25th, while exporting 1.16 million tons this month alone. The BAGE said Argentina has harvested 98.5% of its wheat crop, over 6.3 million hectares. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.33. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.54. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.04 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 26. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.